Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody under the sound of my voice, right now we're just going to worship God. I don't care what you're going through, let's just saturate the place with worship. Let's saturate your cars, your houses. Offer it up to him right now. Whatever you're dealing with, just give it to him right now. I guarantee you in this moment, if you give it up, he will give it to you.
Oh,
He's an awesome God. God, we love you. And we reverence your name, Jesus. There's nobody like you. God, we submit. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. You are now tuning in to Interpraisement Media Group on the spot. Nathan, amen. We present to you the Mantle of God Empowerment Program. I am your host, Minister Faith Walker. We have an interesting show for you this evening. Programming, amen. We do everything spirit-led, amen. Led by the Spirit of God, amen. So we are here to let you know, amen. The views expressed on this broadcast may not personally reflect those of Interpraisement Media Group or On the Spot Nathan or any ministry affiliate. This program is designed to empower people to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ in every sense of their lives, whether it be spiritually, physically, financially, mentally. There will not be any defilement language on this broadcast, vulgarity. Whosoever on this broadcast defiles will be disconnected. Your thoughts will be respected. Govern yourself accordingly. Welcome to the Mantle of God Empowerment Program. Amen. Like I said, we have a wonderful broadcast for you this evening. We have with us our speaker will be later on Cityside Records CEO Minister Stevie T, man of God who God has commissioned to raise up an army down there in Florida. Amen. Who will be bringing forth the word of truth tonight. Amen. But we're going to go into a word of prayer to sanctify these lines so everybody with their hearts and minds in total agreement on expecting of what God is going to do this evening. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, anoint this broadcast, Lord God. Anoint the listeners, whether it be via internet, Lord God, all around the world, Lord God, whether it be cell phones or iPads, Lord God. We ask, Lord God, let your word go forth with power, Lord God. Heal that backslider, Lord God. Lord God, take that person who's in their bed of sin, Lord God. Lord God, take them out of the bed of sin, Lord God, and let them operate in holiness, Lord God. We thank you in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Have everybody in their respectable places by divine appointment, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for we are not worthy, Lord God. But, Lord God, we are kept by your mercy and grace. And truth and grace came by you, Lord Jesus Christ. So we thank you, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for author K.L. Belvin. Lord God, we thank you for Minister Stevie T. We thank you for Pastor Hill. Lord God, we thank you for Queen, who is in agreement, Lord God. We thank you for Letitia, Lord God, who's doing worship and praise this evening, Lord God. We ask that you anoint her, Lord God. We ask that you anoint the speaker, anoint everybody, that the information that goes out tonight will empower. Stir up. We thank you, and we all in the total agreement in the name of Jesus. Amen. And amen. Amen. If you're listening online, you can definitely call in at the respectable hour, 347-945-5416. That's 347-945-5416. You can call in after the message has concluded. Amen. And share what you thought of the message or how you thought how this broadcast have impacted your life. Amen. Also, in our advertisement portion of this broadcast, we'd like to give a special thanks and shout out to Behind the Veil International Ministries, who the pastor is Pastor Ava Thrower Miles of Atlanta, Georgia. We send a special shout out to her and all the saints down there. Amen. Evangelists down there in that ministry. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. We also like to share our love and extend a special thanks to Prophet Dewan Rawlinson Holmes. Amen. Excuse me. August 28th, Jacksonville, Florida, at the worship place, they will be ordaining their first set of prophets, amen. And Juanita Bynum, the prophetess, she will be coming down and leading the charge on that hour for their first row of prophets going out for this new shift that is about to take place in this season. Amen. Also, be on the lookout, amen, for the third installment, amen. We went on the confirmation of Wordplay 3, amen, but you can definitely get Wordplay 2. Amen. You can definitely contact either Braven Publishing or the Southern Distribution of Interpraisement Books. Amen. It's 13 authors, Foundations of the Soul. Amen. Almost a 300-page book. Amen. Definitely add that to your library. Amen. You can definitely contact Interpraisement Books, amen, at interpraisementmedia@gmail.com, amen, or you can go to bravenpublishing.com, contact them. Their CEO will be doing the motivational moment of this evening coming up shortly, so stay tuned in for that in Jesus' name. But right now, amen, without further ado, we're going to bring forth the motivational moment speaker at this time. He is an author. He's an educator, almost 15 years educator in the state of New York. Him and his wife are doing Making a Marriage Cool Again seminar, amen. He's also the author of From Gigolo to Jesus, amen, based upon the true story of his life, also with a gospel play in the works, amen. So many things to list, amen, but we thank God that God has raised him up for such an hour as this. I bring forth none other than my brother, my friend, also business partner, employer, amen, K.L. Belvin.
Oh, man. Thank you, brother. Thank you. Thank you. God bless.
Amen. God bless you.
Man, I'm just going to take you on the road, man. Just let you go ahead and out there and do what you got to do, man. You bring a brother in very well, but I appreciate that.
Oh, God bless you, amen. God brought us in very well.
Oh, definitely,
amen.
Definitely. And, yeah, I'm praying on Wordplay 3, man. It's on my spirit. So as the Lord leads me, I'll figure out what we're going to do with that third book in the poetry series. The Wordplay 2 is definitely an outstanding book, and 13 poets from 10 different states covering 12 subjects that are connected to the soul. And the beautiful thing of the book is that a good portion of the book, the poets that are in it, know the Lord. And so they brought their message from a very spiritual place. So anyone that reads that book and can see the poets that are in it, I'm definitely going to enjoy it. So I would definitely say pick that up. Again, I want to thank you for having me on. And tonight I want to share with you, brother, from my book, From Gigolo to Jesus. It's actually my story. It's not based on it. It is actually my words. I wanted to make sure that my testimony got out to the masses because the Lord did a powerful cleansing of who I was to allow me the gift of being the man that I am now. And so before I go forward with a quick word, I want folks to focus on this scripture tonight. I'm going to give it real quick. I want you folks to focus on Luke 5, 12, and 13. I'm going to read it real quick. While Jesus was in one of the towns, a man came along and was covered with leprosy. When he saw Jesus, he fell to his face to the ground. He fell with his face to the ground and begged him, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. "I am willing," he said, "be clean." And immediately the leprosy left him. Now, the reason why I picked that scripture tonight is because when I was in the midst of all the sinning that I was doing, when I was in the world, when I was the misogynistic whore of a man, that was my leprosy. That's what was covering me. That's what was the focus of my life. I had the Jeep, I had the nice job, I had the pretty woman at home. I had many of the things that men and women wanted, but I didn't have peace. I wasn't at peace inside. I had knowledge of the Lord. I just didn't give in. And the reason why I read that scripture is very important, that he asked the Lord if he's willing. Well, Jesus follows right back and says, "I am willing, be clean." And I think it's very important for anybody. In my book, I was in a motel. So my spiritual awakening did not happen in church. I was in a motel 200-something miles away from my lovely woman, now my wife, waiting on a woman that I should have never actually been with because I had already got caught cheating with the woman before. But because I was caught up in what I wanted, I was right back in the position that I had felt comfortable at. Well, that night, when things unfolded and it didn't unfold the way I wanted to, my unhappiness caught up with me. And I realized that night I couldn't be that man anymore. So when I got on my knees, the thing that I called out to the Lord about was, "What is it that you want from me?" And what I was really asking is like the brother with leprosy was asking, "Lord, if you're willing, clean me." Well, Jesus said, "Okay, I am." But one of the first things he did for me to get clean was I had to go home and face my girlfriend, now wife, to be able to put that news on the table that for the 5 or 6 years that we've been together, I haven't been monogamous. So to anybody listening, I want you to understand that you can have salvation anytime you want it. Jesus is willing. God is willing to clean you. But you got to be willing to let it go. Now, once you get that cleaning, it's on you now to hold that ground and be that man. And so from gigolo to Jesus was my way of offering others what was going on with me so they can look in on me and see how I'm doing now. That man has been changed, but I have to make sure that I hold the line that I now ask for. Because when you ask for this position with the Lord, it comes with responsibilities. It comes with weight. And so I asked for that weight because the other weight that I had on me didn't feel comfortable. The Lord said his yoke is an easy yoke, and he's telling the truth. Because now under the cloak of salvation and the glory of the Lord, I'm a whole different man. I see the world differently. I feel differently. And I've been able to extend that to others. So anybody listening to the sound of my voice, my work, my life, everything that I do is dedicated to the Lord, because when I made it about me, I had some successes, human successes. Human successes don't even compare to what the Lord will bless you with when you give it all up and say, okay, Lord, clean me. So I hope tonight anybody listening to the Gigolo, from Gigolo to Jesus moment, takes a minute to stop and consider, are they willing to call out to the Lord and ask him to make them clean? Because if you do, and you're coming from an honest place inside your heart, well, Jesus will answer you just like he answered the man in the scriptures. He's willing and he will be clean. So that's what I wanted to bring to the table tonight, brother.
Amen. Amen. Well, we thank God for you. Amen. I know I thank God for you, and I know the listeners at the sound of your voice have definitely received that on good ground. And so, Lord God, we just pray that what the man of God released, Lord God, that it will take root in, Lord God, the listener's heart tonight,
Amen.
Lord God. And we
Amen.
Thank you, Lord God. We come against the enemy that tried to snatch what was sown, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. We decree it is so in Jesus' name. I thank you, man of God. I thank you, my brother. I thank you, my friend. Any information before we move on in this broadcast, and before we go to our worship and praise part of the broadcast, do you want to give out your information, amen, as we move forward?
Sure. Well, my name is Arthur K.L. Belvin, but actually K.L. Belvin. My website is www.bravinpublishing.com. That's B-R-A-V-I-N publishing.com. You can find me on Facebook under Author K.L. Belvin, Twitter, Author K.L. Belvin. And the movement that my wife and I created is the Making Marriage Cool Again movement. What we're doing is we're trying to work on getting churches and other organizations to allow us to come and speak on the power of marriage. Marriage is a beautiful and blessed thing, and we're trying to make it cool again so people will stop with the negative connotations that's connected to it and understand that it's something that the Lord smiles on and actually wants from his children to be in matrimony, and happy matrimony, and then he will take it from there. And so definitely, and if you need to Google me, just Google K.L. Belvin. You'll see all the things that I am doing. And I am here. And yes, I am a 17-year educator. Been teaching for 17-plus years. And so if there's anything that I could do, questions or anything like that, I do counsel. I do tutor. I do everything. I wear a bunch of hats, but I do it because the Lord has allowed me to be here to do it. So also, next week, I will be in Seaford, Delaware, Friday and Saturday, an African-American festival. So all my Delaware family and friends, come on out. Check out the wife and I. She is with child.
Amen.
So we'll be down there doing our thing. Thank the Lord. Amen. And so we'll be in Seaford, Delaware, next Friday and Saturday. And we're still banging out all the dates. And I'm working on trying to get down there to come break bread with you down in South Carolina, brother. So we'll definitely have that in works very soon.
Amen.
Thank you again.
Amen. Listen, we thank you, amen, for joining us, amen. Now, as we go forth in our broadcast, amen, we're going to have, before our praise and worship and praise part of the broadcast, we're going to have our scripture reading of this evening. We're going to have Psalm 34. Psalm 34 reads, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were light, and in their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth around them that fear him and deliver them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What is man? Is he that desire life and loveth many days, that he may see good. Keep thy tongue from evil, thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, the Lord hear and deliver them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord deliver him out of them all. He keep all of his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. Hallelujah. I just finished reading Psalm 34. Blessed are the hearers and doers of God's holy word. At this time, I bring forth none other than Sister Letitia Sampson Brown, who will be doing our worship and praise song of the evening. Followed by that will be the introduction of our speaker of the hour. Amen. In Jesus' name.
Because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are, Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are, because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are, Jehovah. My provider, Jehovah Nisi, Lord, you reign in victory, Jehovah Shiloh, you my Prince of Peace, Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are, and I worship you, because of who you are, Jehovah Jireh, my provider, Jehovah Nisi. Lord, you reign in victory, Jehovah Shiloh. You're my Prince of Peace, and I worship you because of who you are. And I worship you because of who you are. Thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. Lord, we worship you because of who you are. Amen, amen. Right now, We thank God for that song. That was Sister Letitia Sampson, Amen Brown, amen. We thank God for her, amen, and the gift of God that God has bestowed upon her. As we go forth into the broadcast, we reach that point, amen. Somebody said it's time for the word. It's time for the word. We thank God for all the apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers who are on the line, who are discerning, who are praying at this moment, amen. We thank God for this moment. Because this is what it's all about right here, the Word of God. Amen. I introduce no other than he's a CEO, amen, of Cityside Records, amen. Not only that, amen, he's a man of God, amen. He's very revolutionary in his approach when it comes to sin, when it comes to empowering young people. God has given him a mandate to raise up an army in this hour, amen, in music ministry, amen. I thank God for this man of God in this hour. I bring to you no other than Minister Stevie T. In Jesus'
Glory
name.
Glory to God. Glory to God. I'd like to say hello to everyone out there listening in radio land on the airwaves, so that we can defeat the enemy. Because the enemy is busy out there on the airwaves, and it's for us to take the power that God ordained us with to move him out of the way and step on the enemy head. So what we are going to be speaking about today is be the church. Listeners, be the church. So that is the message. But before we even get into the scriptures, and I have a bunch of them, and we know God's word is good. Like it said, taste and see that the Lord is good. So once you get in his word, you will taste. So it's going to be finger-licking good today. So you're going to be flipping through your pages. But we're going to start off with a scripture that should open up your hearts and your mind. And that's the first step. You know, push away all the carnal-minded things, the fleshly things, and think spiritually. So I have my fiancé. And her name is Queen, and she's on the line with us. And Queen, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so we're going to read Ephesians 11 through 17 before we get involved in God's word.
Praise God. Ephesians chapter 4, starting at verse 11. So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers, to equip his people for the works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Then we will no longer be infants tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching, and by the cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become, in every respect, the mature body of him who is the head, that is Christ. From him, the whole body joined and held together by every supporting ligament grows and builds itself up in love, as each part does in works. 17. So I tell you this, and insist on it in the Lord, that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do, and the furtivities of their thinking.
Okay.
Amen.
Okay. And amen. Amen. I'm gonna finish that off at 18, because that's an important part. It says, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart. Now, one thing we need to learn is that we don't stay infants forever. And me, I'm not the type of person to say people's names, but I didn't run across a lot that are in the church building that been under leadership for over 35 years. Now, when I went to God on this and I said, God, why is it that a lot of people stay up under man for so long? And God said, because they don't know. And he showed me that we have to read and study his word to show our own selves approved. We go by what man say. And, of course, some man may be in spirit. But we also got to understand that, you know, the enemy throws things at us to for us to forget what we learned inside the church building. And as I was speaking to a church this past weekend, I was speaking to them, letting them know that, you know, 9 times out of 10, when we leave out of the church walls, that word is just lost. We might remember that day or partial the next day, but the rest of the week, it's gone. So, again, my message is we are the church. Be the church. And I'm going to give you some scriptures to go along with what I found in the world. So that way we'll realize our eyes are opened up, so that we know God's way and man's way. As long as we're under man and we're praising and worshiping man, then we do the same with the government. And a lot of people don't know, but that's why I'm here to give this message to you. One message that I had, and I wrote an article on a couple of years ago, was Christians do not have to pay taxes. Some people be like, wow, how's that? Well, there's scripture that support that, and we're going to get down to that. But first, what we're going to do, we're going to read the secular world way first. And if you look at Jesus and Paul, they always spoke about the carnal way, and then they went into the spiritual way because they wanted you to see the difference in the two. And you can take any scriptures, even when it came down to when Jesus spoke about his brothers and his sisters and his mothers. They say, your mother and your brother's here. Jesus said, who is my mother? Who is my brother? And went on to say, those who do the will of my Father who is in heaven is my mother, is my brother, and is my sisters. So he never stayed in the carnal mind. If he brought it up, he only brought it up to show you the difference in the two, that the spiritual way is better. So let me get started with this. This comes from the IRS. This is in their book. Their word. Just as God has a word, the government has a word too. So it says, religious organizations, to determine whether an organization meets the religious purposes test of Section 501c3, the IRS maintains two basic guidelines. That the particular religious belief of the organizations are truly and sincerely held. So let me pause right there. Is the work you're doing sincere for the Lord? Now we're talking about the regular church versus the spiritual church. Two goes on to say that the practices and rituals associated with the organization's religious beliefs or creed are not illegal or contrary to clearly defined public policy. Therefore, your group or organization may not qualify for treatment as an exempt religious organization for tax purposes. If its actions as contrasted with beliefs are contrary to well-established and clearly defined public policy, if there is a clear showing that the beliefs or doctrines are sincerely held by those professing them, the IRS will not question the religious nature of those beliefs. Now, this is where it gets interesting right here. It says churches. Now, I'm going to intervene real quick and let you know, my ministry, does not pay taxes. I live as the church. Everything I do from A to Z is the church. Just as Christ lived and walked. If we just read Ephesians 4:11, it says, till we come to the full maturity. The NKJV says, to a perfect man. And I hear a lot of saints saying this, and please stop saying it. Because, of course, we were born in sin. But when we come to the full maturity of Christ, we are perfect now. I hear people say, there's no perfect person. Well, the devil is a lie. Because if I come to the full maturity of Christ, is our Savior not perfect? Of course he's perfect. So in the full maturity of him, I'm made perfect. So if I'm walking as a church, yes, I am perfect. If you walk every day, every hour as a church, then you are perfect. A lot of people say, well, we all fall in sin. And that is true. But let me tell you what the perfect church does. The perfect church get on their knees and they repent. Just like our artist Stacey Weaver say, I repent.
Mm-hmm.
That's perfect. Perfect when you know you have to go to our God and confess our sins, that we done wrong. That's a perfect person, a perfect spirit. It goes on to say, churches, although a church, its integrated auxiliaries, or a convention or association of churches is not required. There it goes, folks. It is not required to file Form 1023 to be exempt from federal income tax. See, right there, the government, the people who go file for this paperwork, you're tying yourself down to the mark of the beast. You're tying yourself down to Satan's way. And we know the government's of the Antichrist. We know that. But we still go fill out all this paperwork and give it to them. This is why when we borrow money from the government, they tell us that you cannot say this or say that. So are you going to allow what man say to stop you from doing what God say? Certainly not. We must always do what God say or you're not walking as a church. Mm-hmm. You begin to learn that you're not walking as a church. Get up, you repent, and now you're back whole as the church. Don't let what you just done hinder you, because your faith in God and that he cleansed your sins and erased them out the book of life gives you your clean start. Always remember that. So we go on to say, as it said, to be exempt from federal income tax or receive tax deductible contributions, the organization may find its advantages. See, they threw that word in there because a lot get hungry. Oh, I might get this if I do this, if I sign up. See? And I'm going to get into the scripture where Satan tried to do the same thing with Jesus. Here's this right here. If you bow down to me, I'll give you all this. So let me finish reading. Advantage to obtain recognition of exemption. In this event, you should submit information. See, it says in this event. Meaning the event is the advantage to obtain recognition of exemption. We already exempt. The word of God says the children are exempt. And it goes on in that scripture to say, because we don't want to cause any, and I'm paraphrasing, not to cause any trouble with them, we're going to pay it to them anyway. Now, let me give you something that's important in that scripture right there when Jesus said that. And we're still going to read it. He told the disciples to go to the lake and get the first fish out and get the money out of the fish's mouth. Now, there's three different things in there you can learn from that. Let's start it with this. He went over and Master said, go pay my tax as well as yours. Okay? Now, the first message out of that is, when God blesses us, it's our job to bless others. Our God is not a selfish God. We're walking in the imitation of Christ. We are to do the same thing that he did. His faith, he didn't walk around with money. His faith let him know he can go to that lake, send a disciple to the lake, get the money out of the fish's mouth. That's faith. The next was, he blessed his disciple. It's the job of the heads to take care of the ones that follow us. I explained that to one of the ministers that's up under me in our ministry. The next thing is, he said the children are exempt. Okay? Here's another message. I hear a lot of saints saying this. They say that that was a tithe. In God's word, God know how to spell, folks. A tithe and a tax is two totally different things. But you got to look at Jesus. Who did he pay the tax to? He paid to the tax collectors. Do we pay tithes to tax collectors? Certainly not. So, folks, please stop saying that was a tithe, because it wasn't. Let's go on and read the scriptures. Acts 20 through 20 and 28 says, keep watch over yourselves and all the flock which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. Be shepherds of the church of God. And it goes on to tell you what the church of God is. The problem is we don't read. It goes on to say, which he bought with his own blood. That tells you that's not the building. He didn't die for the church building. He died for the body, the church body. And it's our job to be overseers. As you see, we're going to go back to Ephesians 4:11, you know, he was one of the heads. He's the head of all those, though. He took care of the disciple. If you're an overseer, it's your job to care for them. If they need some, even if they need a taxes paid on their church, take care of it. We go to 1 Corinthians 6:19. What know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God? And ye are not your own. God, and then I went on to say God bless us in the message that I had with the notes saying that. Our body's not our own. It says, scripture says it, it shall be done. We are the church. Those two scriptures lets us know. The spiritual body. Again, I'm going to say, be the church. It says in 24, when they had come to Capernaum, those who received the temple tax, I think that's in Acts, excuse me, I didn't put the title here, temple tax came to Peter and said, does your teacher not pay the temple tax? He said, yes. And folks, this is the scripture where he had to pay the tax and he sent him to get the fish out of the lake. He said, yes. And when he had come to into the house, Jesus anticipated him, saying, what do you think, Simon? From whom do the kings of the earth, take customs or taxes? From their sons or from strangers? Peter said to him, from strangers. We're not sons of man, folks. We're sons of God. Jesus said to him, then the sons are free. Why would he say that if we're not doing that? God said we live by every word of God. Every word. Every word means something. Say it again. Jesus said to him, then the sons are free. Now you can't be a son of man and a son of God. Nevertheless, lest we offend them, go to the sea, cast in a hook, and take the fish that comes up first. And when you have opened his mouth, you will find a piece of money. Take that and give it to them for me and for you. Jesus is the head. The disciple is the follower. He took care of his disciple. All right, Queen, we're going to go to Luke 4:1-10. If you got that, you can read that for me.
Okay, I'm starting at Luke chapter 4, verse 1. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, left the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil.
Okay, pause right there. Pause right there. Now, this is the thing. When we're doing God's work, know that we're going to be tempted because Satan don't want us to reach that finish line of that goal that God has set for us to do. If we are to live as the church, the spiritual church, we're going to have all kinds of things coming our way. You have a ministry, it's, oh, well, you got to get the 501c. Well, I just read their word, and their word said you don't need it. Then he tempted us with saying, if you want these advantages, you can file. But it said there's no need. See, God says every one of his words. We got to do the same thing when it comes to the enemy. Because how did Jesus know that Satan was trying to mislead him? Because Jesus knew every word of God. So he had to listen to Satan in order to know it wasn't God's word. You look at the enemy, which is the Antichrist, the government. Look at every one of their words. They say, you do not need it. But everybody does the monkey see, monkey do, and they think that they have to have it. That's not true. Queen, you can go ahead and finish.
By the devil, he ate nothing during those days, and at the end of them, he was hungry. Verse 3, the devil said to him, if you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become bread. Jesus answered, it is written, man shall not live on bread alone. The devil led him up to the high place and showed him in an instant all the kingdom of the world. And he said to him, I will give you all their authority and splendor. It has been given to me, and I can give it to anyone I want to. If you worship me, it will be all yours. Jesus answered, it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. The devil led him to Jerusalem and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. If you are the Son of God, he said, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you carefully.
Okay.
They lifted up.
Go ahead.
They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. Jesus answered, it is said, do not put the Lord your God to test.
Okay, we're going to stop right there. We got to go back real quick to, because it's a part, and I don't know what version you're reading out of, but we need to read from the King James Version as well, mainly. And if you use any other Bibles, use them as study Bibles. The King James Version is the closest version to God's word that was translated before our time. It says that, and if we're talking about in Luke 4:4, it says, and Jesus answered him, saying, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone. I think you was cut off at that moment. But in the King James Version, it said, but by every word of God. And that's what I wanted to interject there. Because it's his word, and we got to quote his word in fullness and entirely. And I wanted to read that part just to show you that throughout Jesus' journey, so throughout your journey, if you're walking as a church and Christ lives in you and God lives in you, we're going to be tempted. And we can't do things according to what Satan say. And a lot of times in the church, we are misled. We listen to the scripture, the pastor closes the book, and he's talking about every other thing that's out there. Okay? But is everything he's speaking out there, he or she's speaking out there, is it the word of God? Is they relating it to the word of God? Is they giving you a solution to that problem? It's one thing to talk about things. It's another to come up with solutions according to the word of God. We're going to go to Matthew 4:7-10. Jesus said unto him, it is written again, that thou shalt not tempt the Lord your God. Again, the devil taketh him up exceeding a high mountain and showed him all kingdoms of the world and glory of them and said unto him, all things will I give thee if thou shalt fall down and worship me. Then Jesus said to him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only thou shalt serve. Okay. The point I want to point out in that is, as kings and queens of this earth, in God, as being the church of God, we already own everything. So if Satan comes to you, it's like the enemy said in their little scriptures that, oh, you can take advantage. You can take advantage. Same thing Satan did. Well, I give you all this glory. Show him the kingdom and the glory of them. That's what the enemy is doing. If you're the church, we already have all that. The word of God says speak it. Speak it into existence. Death and life in the power of the tongue. We speak it, it's there. We go to Genesis 1:26. It says, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon earth. Folks, we already own everything. God gave us, he gave us the power to have dominion over everything. So who is Satan to tell us we got to take their advantage? Jesus already said the children are exempt. You can't give me no benefits. The only benefit I can have, we can have, is from God. The spiritual things. And the spiritual things are the things that we get where we can bless others, where we can bless God. As Jesus took the temple tax and he blessed someone else. And we're rounding off here real quick. We're going to 2 Corinthians 5:1-8. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle was dissolved, we have a building of God and house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desire to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Now he that hath wrought us for the selfsame thing is God, who also hath given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. Therefore, we are always confident, knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. And it goes on to say, for we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. So we walk by faith, not by sight. And we know that if we walk by faith, we will receive just as Christ received. Like I said, he didn't walk with money in his pocket. He told the disciple, go to the fish's mouth, go to the lake, cast out the first fish and get that money and go pay mine and pay yours. That's faith, folks. Being the church, the same thing can happen to you and with you. We wonder and say, well, how am I going to pay this? How am I going to pay that? Well, if you have faith, the size of a mustard seed, and it might not be a mountain to you, but it might be. You say that a mountain move, it shall be moved. Jesus didn't let it bother him about the taxes. But he did educate the disciples, the followers, that we are exempt. And like I said before, I am exempt. The thing is, we have to operate as a church, the church body, daily. The things you spend, every one of us has a ministry inside of us. So even if you are to file taxes, all those things that you spent, the homeless man you gave stuff to, the donations you gave to, all those things are exempt. But here's the thing. We don't give the government what we receive as the church. Did Jesus say, I receive X amount of dollars, I want to give you this because I receive? What God has is not taxable. You can't tax God. And if we are the body, we are one with God. And we need to live as the church. The reason why a lot can't leave the church is because they're stuck. Some are afraid. Some think, I have to go back. I'll do my thing throughout the week, but I come back on Sunday. If you read 1 Corinthians 1 through chapter 11, 1 through 17, it tells us a man having his head covered dishonors his head, and his head is Christ. When you get time to read that scripture, and you'll see that man is led by Holy Spirit, not man. And we can go to the upper room where the Holy Spirit fell upon the men. Did they continue to stand up under someone? No, they didn't. They became leaders, and they taught. The word says they taught many. We need to read more. The enemy speaks things, but we need to also look at God's word, what he's saying. God's word comes first. We say that God comes first. Well, show that he comes first. And for those that are listening, if you need more education on this, you want a one-on-one segment dealing with this, and we get in the word more, you're free to go to our online church, which is Church of Truth and Spirit, and it's spelled out exactly like that, Church of Truth and Spirit, and I put the truth first because a lot of people don't know the truth, but you can't get into the spirit until you know the truth, and if you're in a church where you're not getting the truth, how can you ever get into the spirit? A lot of people don't know that once the Holy Spirit fall upon them, you're the church now. Church of Truth and Spirit dot Podomatic. That's PODOMATIC.com. Church of Truth and Spirit dot Podomatic.com. And there are a lot of sermons on there to help educate on a lot of things of the Spirit, because that's what my ministry teaches on. And that is the end of this message for God's people out there. And I'm quite sure if anyone got any questions, they'll call in. And Pastor Faith Walker, are you there?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, definitely here. Amen. We bless God for you. Amen. 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 Well, how about that word on tonight? Amen. It was more empowerment. It was the word, amen, but it was brought real. It was brought for this age, amen. Those of y'all who know about kingdom principles know how very important it is to very stay on top of what the enemy is doing in this hour, in your finances, in your churches. He tackled a lot of things tonight. He talked about church. He talked about leadership. How long must you be in a church? Are you just going to church because everybody's doing it on Sunday? Or you're doing it because you're receiving enough oil in your tank that God may send you forth to fuel others? A candle don't lose nothing by lighting another candle. Amen. He touched on a lot of governmental issues. He talked about the 501c3. He talked about how the government see you and how you should see yourself. He also talked about being perfect in Christ Jesus. Many of the listeners who do know me personally, amen, know that's one thing I very much teach and preach, amen, about being perfect in Christ Jesus, amen. So I thank the Holy Spirit for that, amen. He also talked about how the world see you, amen, how the enemy comes in and rob you, amen. Pay very close attention, amen. You're those of you who desire to live debt-free, to live in prosperity, amen. Take control of your finances and things that you're taking in, amen. Amen. I'm a living witness, amen. I walk back on the scene with nothing, amen. And God is just restoring one level to the next, to the next, to the next. So we thank God for that word on tonight. From Minister Stevie T, CEO of Cityside Records, amen. This man of God who God has given such a revelation for this hour and season, amen. We thank God for him. We thank God for his fiancée, Queen, joining us, amen, who's doing the Bible reading, Amen. They're soon to be wed. Amen. Definitely waiting on that marriage date. Amen. So, because I know it's going to be a fellowship down there in Florida. Amen. I'm just waiting on my invitation. Amen. So I thank God for them in Jesus' name. But go ahead. Come back forth, Minister Stevie T. Amen. Let the listeners know all your information again as far as your Facebook, Twitter, SoundClick, any other news that you have going on at Cityside Records, amen. And I know we spoke with Stacey Weaver. We spoke with Stacey Weaver last night on Crossroad Temple. We had an awesome time. For those of y'all who know the links, amen, go to blogtalkradio.com/GQ/Palace. Shout out to GQ Palace Radio. Amen. Crossroad Temple, we there at 9 o'clock every Sunday night. We interview the very best in gospel artists, amen, holy hip-hop, amen, gospel singers, choirs, quartets, you name it, we do it, and all to the honor and glory of God. So if you know anybody who got a music project out, amen, if it's on order, if it's mixed and mastered properly, amen, get in contact with us, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. You can definitely send your emails to crossroadtemple@gmail.com. You can send it to GQ Palace, care of Faith Walker, GQ002@gmail.com. And you put attention, Faith Walker, and they'll get it to me, amen, and I'll review your material with your press kit and bio in Jesus' name. Minister Stevie T, come back forward, man of God, and just want to talk with you a little bit, amen. That was just an awesome word. I bless God for you, amen, for what he's doing in your life in this hour. I understand you're about to go on a tour, am I right?
Yes.
Amen. This man of God is about to go on tour, amen, and y'all just definitely keep him in prayer. Keep him and his staff and him and his fiance, keep them in prayer, amen, in this hour. It's just such a critical hour, just such a critical hour in this season. What God is requiring of his people, especially leaders. God is just requiring so much of us to walk circumspectly in this hour. So we definitely bless God. Amen. If you know a word of prayer, you got anything you want to say, hit us up. Give us a call at this hour. We have probably under 30 minutes left in our broadcast, probably like 20, 25 minutes left in the broadcast. Amen. You can get your calls in right now. You can just push one and you're on the line. If your cell phone's landlines, if you're on the net, amen, you can call us in at 347-945-5416. That's 347-945-5416. We'll definitely patch you through at this time. You can share your comments with Cityside Records CEO Minister Stevie T, or you can just say how the message has blessed you. Or if you had any comments concerning any artist, amen, or just how the word empowered you on the night. Maybe you want to share something about how Brother KL, how God used him to bless you with the From Gigolo to Jesus moment, amen. Or maybe you just was blessed by the song on tonight, amen. You know, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nishi, you know. Maybe you was blessed by that. But I gather that you gathered something tonight that was able to empower you tonight, amen. Join us, 347-945-5416. Press 1 to get on the conversation. Amen, amen. So, Minister Stevie T, what has God exactly shown you as far as the season and the time and as where we're at in this last part of the season as we shift to the next? What are some things that God has definitely been dealing with you besides the kingdom business? Like, what is happening in the realm?
Well, He's been dealing with me with, you know, minister to the people, the ones of the churches, you know, because God showed me before I started my journey in 07 when I finally accepted my calling. I had backslid for 7 years from 2000 all the way to 2007. And, you know, in 07, I accepted my calling after leaving Chicago. God showed me Jesus and Paul, okay? I remember where I was standing inside my place of residence, which is now the ministry. I remember him showing me them, and I knew a little bit about Jesus. But I didn't know anything about Paul, nothing at all. And as I started getting led by the Holy Spirit, you know, I started ministering to people online, over the phone, about certain things, or certain things they would come and hit me with, but I didn't know. But the Holy Spirit would tell me, wait. Wait on the Lord. And, you know, I waited, and he showed me these things. And these are some of the things he showed me here, dealing with the covering and you know, a lot of people say, oh, you're out of order. You don't have a covering. But nowhere in the Word did Paul have one. If God showed me Jesus and Paul, there's a reason why he showed me. I really didn't know why until I started learning the things. And then when I started reading about Paul, all those things that Paul spoke about was what I speak about. And God showed me to go out to the different churches. He showed me to start writing different letters to all the churches. So once I'm married, me and my wife, Queen, will start writing to the churches and letting them know, let my people go. Stacey Weaver have a song called Let My People Go. You know, we sit down, we hold these people. This is why so much is going on in the communities, is because bad going on, because we are to knock on doors, go in the churches and the highways and byways and speak to them the truth. The Word of God says correct them. So, of course, there's something that's wrong. Why did Paul write to the churches? Because they were doing things wrong. Why did they go out to the church? Why did he get thrown out of the churches? Because they were doing things that were wrong. And I already see, and God had already showed me, these things going to happen. He showed me this before I even started my journey initially. These things going to happen to you. And at that moment, I accept it. But I didn't even know how Paul got beat up. But I accept it.
Mm.
And then when I read the scripture, I saw him getting beat out and drug out of the church because of stuff he was teaching, the same exact things that I teach.
Mm.
Because they don't want to hear it. The churches don't want to hear it. They bow down to their pastors. Oh, he's a good man. Mm. It don't matter about what, if he's a good man or not.
Mm-hmm.
What should matter is your relationship with God. Can you hear God to tell you that that man's a real man of him or not a real man of him? That's mm-hmm. what matters. But we look at the outside. We look at taking care of the leaders. It's the job of the leaders to take care of the saints. The Word says that all the way through the Word.
Mm-hmm.
But we got it reversed. We're taking care of the leaders. And I'm going to give you an example. And these are the things that God and Spirit showed me. And it lines right up with what the message was tonight. We're going to take one of the pastors. I'm not going to say his name. But the IRS came down, a lot of you already know. The IRS came down on this pastor and said he had $61 million in his bank account at the end of the year. You are a man of God. You got $61 million in your bank account? Let me tell you, if I have $61 million the day before the end of the year, I'm getting rid of it. Because where's my faith? Where's my faith that I'm going to get more next year? I don't care about if I'm down to my last dollar because God has always provided. My faith in him is mighty. I give it all away. Because if I have that type of money, hey, if God gave you and ordained you in that city, you're the king of that city by being in his word, being a man that spreads his word and takes care of the flock, builds the flock. How can you build a flock if you're not feeding the ones that need it? That was the purpose of the tithe, to take care of the people, not to take care of the leaders. The leader's job was to take care of the building. Read Nehemiah chapter 10, the whole thing, it'll tell you. But we don't read and study ourselves, like I said. Not once did Jesus ask the ones that follow him, give me some money. What did he have? He had faith. So if I was to have that type of money, you best believe everyone in this city is going to know me. Everyone. Because I'm going to be feeding the homeless. People need a light bill paid. I'm paying it. Here. Come get it. Because I look at that money as it's a blessing from God to take care of his people. So the message that God has been showing me is to get to the ones in these churches and tell them and show them the truth about this.
Mm-hmm.
Hebrews chapter 7 says so clearly, he says, the lesser is blessed by the better. Now, who's the better? The better is the heads.
Hmm.
So why are the lesser taking care of the better? That's not by God's word. You can argue all day about it. But God's word is God's word. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will never, is what he said.
Mm-hmm.
The lesser is blessed by the better. And if you claiming you are the better, taking care of the better, why are you the better taking care of the better? God's word is powerful.
Yes.
A lot of people think, I got to be in this church for 5 years, 10 years, and they go to these schools and they say, oh, I got to be here. First of all, you can't peddle the word of God for profit, is what the word of God says.
Mm-hmm.
But you got schools out there. God led me. God did not leave you to a school that's out there for a profit. God will go against his word. The Holy Spirit's job is to teach us. But we got another person that's teaching, and they're making money off of it. It's not even in the church. Let's look at the woman at the well. It gives us two things. A woman can spread the word of God, one. And it don't take that long for a person to get the word when the Holy Spirit falls upon them, and they're out there spreading it. So why are you sitting in the building? That lady dropped that pail of water and ran and spread the word. Who was her covering? Christ was. That word brought them back to Christ, and they followed him. So we need to learn that we don't supposed to stay there physically up under that person always. That's the purpose of the Holy Spirit. Now, a woman, of course, has to have a covering. This is why God fussed at the priest in Malachi chapter 2 and chapter 3. Because the widows needed a head. They needed a covering. If their husband died, they needed someone to give them the word. So God fussed with them. So you did not visit the widows. He told the pastors in Jeremiah, you did not visit them. A lot of people think pastors sit in churches. Well, scripture shows that. If God said, God said, you did not visit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, where are you supposed to be? We're supposed to be out and about. And, of course, the church building is there, just like Ephesians 4:11 tells us, so that way we can be raised up to the full maturity of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
We need more leaders. This is why the streets are crazy right now, because we're not doing our job as leaders. We think the ones that's out there doing the dirt is going to get punished. No, us leaders are.
Amen.
If we don't get up and knock on some doors, we don't go out to these churches and correct them. We sit and we talk, oh, they over there, the Seventh-day Adventists, they over there doing it on this. The Pentecostal Baptists, they doing it. Well, teach them. The word says correct them. If we can sit down at the round table amongst all these different religions and ask them, in love, stop saying that word out of love, because that's not God. Out of love means you're out of God. God is love, so we should be in him. So when you say that, say in love. I get
Amen.
It in love.
Amen. Boy, Minister Stevie T. Amen. Let the church say amen. Amen, amen, amen. Boy, I tell you amen. You're quickening me right there, amen, Minister Stevie T, amen. How long are you going to sit up underneath your leader? Those who are online, those who are on smartphones, iPads, Galaxies, all over the world. How long are you going to sit underneath that leadership, amen? You've been there 10, 15 years, you ain't grow up yet. You haven't matured yet. What have you been receiving? If you're not matured yet, then what are you waiting? Either something wrong with the food you're getting, or there's something wrong with you. God don't make no mistakes. Amen. God didn't just save you to park you in the first, second, third row. God just saved you so you can be perfected, so you can grow to the maturity of Christ in Jesus' name. So those of you, amen, via leaders, amen, those who are down in the pews, amen, and you've been just sitting there for the last 15, 20 years, you in overflow. Matter of fact, you walk in more of an overflow than your leadership. What is it when you see more than your overseer? An overseer is supposed to see over you. He can see where your purpose and destined to be. But what do you do when you can see more than your overseer? What do you do? Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus, I felt that. What do you do? Do you stay there? I'm submitting. I'm just going to submit. That's the right thing to do. He said, go preach this gospel. How long did Philip stay underneath those apostles? Philip there was just a short minute. Okay? Was just there a short minute. Look at it. The Bible said before Stephen was stoned, he was a deacon, waiting tables with them brothers. The Bible said he was full of the Holy Ghost. He's walking in overflow. He's walking in overflow. He was walking in so much of the anointing, they had to kill him. They picked up rocks and they killed him. So, amen. Minister Stevie T, won't you do the altar call tonight, amen? We got about 10 minutes left in our broadcast. It would not be fit if, amen, would you extend salvation to those who are not saved tonight, amen? You are the speaker, amen. So, go ahead and do the altar call, man of God, while the hearts, amen, are full enough right now. Somebody needs Jesus tonight. I'm pretty sure somebody, yeah, you online, I know you need Jesus, amen, because that's why you're tuned in, amen. You wanted to be empowered, amen, but God used the man of God to preach a message about your finances, your church home, or lukewarmness, amen. God wants to put some heat in you tonight, amen. So go ahead, Minister Stevie T, go ahead and do the altar call, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. We all in the body of Christ are in total agreement.
Yes. Yes, for those that are listening in the spirit, those that don't know how to be in the spirit or not in the spirit at all, it's easy to reach out to him. He's willing, like Faith Walker said earlier. The guest that came on said, he's willing. So we have to open up to his spirit. And it's true that, you know, we go and we meet people in relationships and we physically see them and we be with them for 10 years and we still don't know all of them. But you have never met Christ physically.
Yes.
And it takes just a second. Come into him and allow the spirit to fall upon you and start teaching you all things and bringing all things back to your remembrance, even the things of your past. He'll let you know why you went through those things for God's glory. So just, if you're there, just close your eyes and be in spirit. We all know what being in spirit, being away from everything that's on the side of you, don't worry about who's next to you, don't worry about what's in front of you. Just close your eyes and think of him as God. And you just cry out, cry out to him. We know that Christ died for our sins. If you know he died and he rose 3 days later, and that he's now here with us, dwelling and showing us all things. If you believe that, then you are saved. You are saved. Confess your sins to him, all that you have done, all your wrongdoings. If you've done anything wrong to someone else, ask him to show you so you can go make it right with your brethren or your sisters or even your mother. So that way you can be clean. And once you're clean, you know the Holy Spirit can lead you. And this is on a daily. Do it daily. Confess to him. Even if you're not sure what you've done, ask him to forgive you what you know not. But please show you. Because he says you have not because you ask not. So, Father God, we ask right now, Father God, that you show us all, Father God, what we have done wrong, Father God. We confess with our mouth and our heart and our mind, Father God, that your son did die for us and rose 3 days later, Father God. And he's raising up disciples right now. We're followers of him, Father, so we can bring others close to you as we're coming close to you right now, Father God, as we're with you right now, There's life and death in the power of the tongue. We speak it right now that we're close to you, Father God, and that all our sins are forgiven, all our iniquities, trespasses, and transgressions. They're wiped away and cleansed out of the book of life, Father God. For those that do not have the Holy Spirit, fall upon them, Father God. So that way they can get in your word, Father God, and learn. Learn for their own salvation, but as well to tell others and to witness how God can brighten up their life. Father God, and we're asking all this in your Son Jesus Christ's name. As we consider it done, we are now Christian, Father God. And we thank you, Holy Spirit, we thank you for falling upon us, Father God. Father God, I ask that you open all of our eyes, the new and the ones that's been in you, Father God. Open up all our eyes, Father God, to see what is true, and you are the truth. We must worship you in spirit and in truth. Father, that's spiritual, Father. So we ask to be that spiritual being, Father God, and no longer be carnal-minded and tossed to and fro like an infant. By the false doctrines, by the government. We are slaves of you, Christ. And again, we thank you. We thank you for delivering us from all that we have been in, Father God. And we now have a clean heart, a new heart, Father God. Do not give us the old one, Father God. Give us a new one, a new mind. So that when we go to sleep at night, Father God, we know without a shadow of a doubt, Father God, that we will be with you. And we're saying all this and asking all this in your Son, Jesus Christ's name. Amen and amen again.
Amen, 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 amen. Lord, we just bless you on the night. Amen, amen. I'm going to pray right now. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, I ask you, Lord God, everything that was given out right now, Lord God, I ask that you touch this man of God right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Fill him, Lord God, afresh, Lord God, with fresh oil, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Everybody that knows a word of prayer, pray for restoration in this man of God's life, Lord God. And, Lord God, what you have for him, it is for him, Lord God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, keep using him for your honor and glory, Lord God, empowering people in the areas of their finance ministry, Lord God, to open the eyes of theirs and those who have been sealed in darkness, Lord God, that they may be translated to the light of your kingdom, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Bless this man of God, Lord God, and let him continue to be the example, Lord God, even as him and Queen come together in holy matrimony. In Jesus' name, amen. We bless God on tonight for the speaker of the hour. Amen. Thursday, Dr. Ventura on the broadcast, the Sound Doctrine broadcast. He will be opening up in the study of the seven churches in the book of Revelation. And then Sunday, amen, is back on Crossroad Temple. I'll be your host on GQ Palace Radio. Google it, amen. GQ Palace Radio on Blog Talk, amen. Be interviewing the latest upcoming gospel artists, amen. And we're back here next Monday on the Mantle of God Empowerment Program. That's our time for tonight. God bless you. God night. Tell a friend. In Jesus' name, amen. Good night.
somebody in this room. And there may be people listening at home. I want to talk to you for a second. And just let you know, that situation is too big for you.
Yeah.
You can't handle that. You know what you need to do? You need to turn it over to the Lord right now. Wait a minute. If you're at home, you need to find you a secret place. Turn it into an altar. Get down.